You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Too many incentives. Mobilizations in Brazil against bank that will fund Belo Monte Dam. The state-owned Brazilian Economic and Social Development Bank will be the main funder of the controversial works for the hydroelectric dam of Belo Monte. The answer of the social movements to this was immediate. On March the 24th, social organizations demonstrated in Rio de Janeiro's downtown outside the headquarters of the bank, calling to not destine public funds to this initiative to be built on Xingu River in the state of Pará. More than half of the territories that the Xingu goes through are protected areas, and only one of the reservoirs will cover an area of 6,140 square kilometers. It is estimated that 20,000 residents of Altamira, Vitória do Xingu, and Brasil Novo would have to abandon their lands and be relocated. In the mobilization against the bank, the demonstrators handed in a letter to the bank's board with an extrajudicial notification that holds the bank corresponsible
You're listening
for environmental
to Real World
damage
News.
Caused by the dam. The website Consejo Indigenista Misionero reported. The state-owned bank has decided to fund the consortium calling for bids for the works of Belo Monte, which is scheduled for April the 20th, but the opposers to the projects claim that the public bank cannot support the enterprise with so many failures in the process of granting licenses. According to the organizations, if the bank funds this project, it will be the main responsible for the impacts on the flora and fauna and on the displaced communities. So far, one of the issues which has not been taken into account, according to the organizations, is that the quality of the water of Xingu River will worsen considerably when the hydroelectric